Page 12. A. Going to the USA.
At Heathrow. London students Patricia and Shauna have been planning their holiday to Los Angeles for more than a year. They are both 21 years old, and they have been best friends since they started university 2 years ago. Shauna spent a holiday in the USA together with her parents when she was younger, but Patricia has never been out of Europe. It is their first trip abroad together, and they both have the jitters. Let us follow them across the Atlantic. Patricia arrived at Heathrow an hour ago. She does not like flying, so she has deliberately arrived at the airport early to allow herself time to relax before the flight. Suddenly, she spots Shauna in the crowd.
Shauna, over here.
Hi, Tricia. Well, we're here at last.
Yeah, I can't believe we're actually going. Listen, could you just keep an eye on my luggage for a minute? I need to go to the loo.
Sure.
Patricia comes back after a few minutes and they decide to check in their luggage. Shauna takes a look at the monitor to see where to check in.
Oh no, I don't believe it. We're in the wrong terminal. Look, the BA flight to LA goes from Terminal 4. Come on, we'd better hurry.
The girls take the escalator down to the Heathrow Express and 20 minutes later they are in the right terminal, ready to check in. At the check-in.
Good morning. May I see your tickets and passports, please? Thank you. How many items are you checking in?
Just two.
You can put the suitcases on the belt now. Thank you. Here are your receipts and passports. And here are your boarding cards for your flight to Los Angeles. Have a nice flight.
Thank you.
They go to passport control, where a young woman checks that their passports are valid. Their hand luggage is screened at a security checkpoint. Finally, they must go through a metal detector to check that they are not carrying any prohibited items, such as knives, scissors, or firearms. They had put their keys and coins in their hand luggage, so there was no beep from the detector. After a quick look in one of the tax-free shops, they sit down at a bar and order two cappuccinos.
Delicious cappuccino. Why don't you want any cinnamon on it? I just love coffee with cinnamon.
I prefer my coffee as it is, myself.
The monitor tells them that it is time to finish their coffee. Passengers on flight number BA-848 to Los Angeles are being asked to go to gate 19. Boarding will commence in 10 minutes. They show their boarding cards and passports to a man behind the counter. Shauna picks up a couple of free newspapers, and then they start walking towards the plane. They are welcomed on board by a stewardess who, after a quick look at their boarding passes, points out where they should go to find their seats. The aisle is packed with people. Some are looking for the seat numbers. Others are stuffing their hand luggage into the baggage compartments above the seats. After a short while, Shauna and Patricia find their seats. When all the passengers are seated, the seatbelt sign is turned on. After the information about emergency procedures, the aircraft taxis to the runway and takes off.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome on board this flight to Los Angeles. Our flying time is expected to be 9 hours and 45 minutes. We are now cruising at 33,000 feet, and our speed is 650 miles per hour. As you can see, it is a beautiful morning, and the weather forecast is good all the way across the Atlantic. The temperature in Los Angeles is 50 degrees Fahrenheit, and it looks like it is going to be a sunny morning when we land, which will be at 9 a.m. local time. We will have the pleasure of serving you breakfast shortly. There will be a hot meal later, as well as a snack just before we land in Los Angeles. After breakfast, our flight attendants will hand out earphones for those of you who wish to watch a film. For your own comfort and safety, it is recommended you have your safety belt on during the flight, just in case of unexpected turbulence. Sit back and enjoy the flight, and I'll get back to you with more information later.
Are you all right, Tricia? You are not too nervous, are you?
I'm okay. It's just that the sound of the engine seems to be changing all the time.
Don't worry. Dad explained it to me once. I don't quite remember what he said, but apparently it's perfectly normal.
What about unexpected turbulence? That sounds ominous. I thought they had instruments to warn you about those kinds of things. Why can't they just avoid the turbulence?
Oh, turbulence sometimes appears without any prior warning, that's all.
I don't like the sound of that.
Honestly, Tricia, planes are built to withstand all sorts of weather conditions, okay? There really is nothing to worry about.
I wish I was as calm as you, Shana.
In the end, there was hardly any turbulence at all, and the plane landed on time. After disembarking, the girls collected their suitcases and queued up for immigration control. There was a huge queue of people, and they had to wait for more than half an hour. Finally, it was their turn. Patricia went first.
Good morning. May I have your immigration card, please? Thank you. Please put your left index finger here and keep it still. Press a little harder, please. Thank you. Now the right one. Thank you very much. What's the purpose of your stay in the USA?
I'm spending my summer holiday here with my friend.
Great. Welcome to the United States. I hope you will enjoy your stay in sunny California.
Once the immigration officer had collected Shauna's immigration card and scanned her index fingers to check if she was unwanted in the USA, the girls headed for the exit. But first they had to pass through customs. As they did not have anything to declare, they went through the green channel. Patricia walked straight through, but a customs officer stopped Shauna for a routine check. At the customs.
Good morning. Do you have anything to declare?
No, nothing at all.
Do you mind if I have a look at your handbag?
Not at all. Here you are.
Thank you. What kind of tablets are these?
Oh, they are for hay fever. I'm very allergic to grass.
Look what we've got here. I can't allow you to bring these in, miss. They are strictly prohibited.
But they're just a couple of apples.
Fruits, vegetables, and dairy products are on the list of items that you can't bring into the USA. Didn't you read the immigration card properly, miss? You signed a statement that you would not bring any fresh fruit into the country.
I'm sorry, officer. It wasn't intentional. I guess I was a bit tired when I filled in the form. I'm really sorry.
All right, miss. I'll just keep the apples. Have a nice day and enjoy your stay.
Patricia was waiting at the exit.
What happened?
Just a routine check. Never mind that now. We're here. This is going to be so much fun.
Taxi!